With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Bouncing back from surgery, blood tests may predict recovery time. A technique that allows scientists to detect immune responses at the single-cell level could form the basis for a blood test that predicts how quickly a patient will recover from surgery. Combing for clues to the recovery process in immune cells, scientists analyzed blood samples from 32 patients undergoing hip replacement surgery using a cell mapping technique called mass cytometry. The researchers noticed that molecular events happening in a subset of white blood cells seem to play a key role in regulating healing after trauma. Using this information, the authors identified a so-called immune signature of recovery in a patient's blood sample within 24 hours after surgery to predict how fast or slow healing will occur. Specifically, when the activity of a special group of cells called HLA-DR low CD14+ monocytes is high in the first 24 hours after surgery, patients do worse and recover slowly. However, when the cellular activity is low or decreases during the first 24 hours, patients do well and recover faster. The results may lead to the development of a pre-surgical diagnostic test that will help doctors not only to determine recovery time from surgery, but identify the patients for whom the risk of surgery outweigh the benefits. How a common genetic mutation enhances heart damage. A new study may help explain why a genetic mutation commonly found in the East Asia population makes heart problems more severe. During a heart attack, oxygen deprivation causes the death of heart cells and may lead to sudden death. Outcomes are often worse in people with a mutated form of ALDH2, a gene that normally encodes a heart protective enzyme. Using stem cell-derived heart cells carrying the ALDH2 mutation, researchers found that healthy cells with functioning ALDH2 can fend off attacking free radicals. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. How epigenetic effects direct blood cells in the immune system. Three new studies shed light on how epigenetic effects, which may affect whether a gene or protein is expressed, direct blood cells to develop into many components of the immune system. The studies were undertaken by scientists from the European Union's Blueprint Project, which aimed to further researchers' understanding of how epigenetic effects influence both healthy and diseased human cells. Such epigenetic changes help explain why certain diseases occur. Since they may be reversible, they could be targets for the development of new, more individualized medical treatments. Researchers demonstrated how epigenetic regulation governs blood cell differentiation, specifically the transition from monocyte to macrophagy, a type of blood cell that digests cellular debris. The researchers studied macrophages with distinct immune functions and documented the epigenetic change that led to these distinct immune fates. Scientists focus on a type of immune behavior not entirely understood by researchers. Traditionally, the immune system has two responses: a rapid, non-specific response called the innate response, and a highly specific or adaptive response. To better understand the mechanisms mediating trained innate immunity in hopes of harnessing them to treat autoimmune diseases and other conditions, researchers studied human monocytes, or white blood cells, in which they'd induce trained immunity. They discovered that an epigenetic switch controls whether monocytes mount to a trained immune response and identified how this switch changes the metabolic breakdown of sugars in the presence of oxygen. Together, this work helps explain how epigenetic effects drive the development of blood cells in the immune system and could help scientists develop new treatments for specific diseases in individual patients. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, what the heck? How'd that happen? See? Oh, it was a good song, too. Elisa started grooving there. I should have let it play out. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful Friday.
Would you like to tell the audience the type of shirt I'm wearing today?
It is...
My birthday shirt. It's so hot in the studio today.
Bare-chested shirt.
It's so hot in the studio today. It's like I had to take my shirt off because I didn't want to sweat all over it.
Somebody walk down the hallway one day and say, that man in there doesn't have a shirt on?
Yeah, no. I think they thought I was naked because they could only see me from the top up and I had no shirt on. Yeah, I do the Supreme Radio naked, just so you know. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
What's new with you? Wait a minute. You know what? So I got to tell a story. So Elisa is probably the most active person I've ever met in my life. And I mean that. Even when she's doing housework, if she has to take a phone call, she continues to do the housework with the phone in the crook of her neck. I always tell her, sit down, have a conversation.
Not good for your neck.
Yeah, not good for your neck. So naturally, when we got Fitbits, every night it'd be time to go to bed and she'd go, how many steps do you have? And I'd be like, 8,200. And she'd be like, oh, I have 15,300. And so this was a consistent theme. And then one day she lost her Fitbit. And
the reason why, let me just qualify that. The Fitbit one that we have has a little clip on it that you can clip onto your workout pants or what have you. And it has a little metal thing on the bottom. Well, when I was working out one day, I did a lot of plyometrics. And the little clip on it had fallen off.
Right.
So I kept using it anyway, and it fell off my yoga pants.
Right. So the bottom line is she lost her Fitbit, and I forgot how peaceful it was when she didn't have a Fitbit. Because every single night I would feel like I lost a competition. It would be like, well, I've got 16,000 steps. Well, lo and behold, Fitbit, out of the intelligence of customer service, sent Elisa a new Fitbit because she wrote them and said
it was under warranty as well.
Yeah, and the thing just broke off. The tab broke off and it fell off. So last night, when did you get your Fitbit back?
It's been not quite 2 weeks. It's been a week and a half.
Yes, and I should know because in the past week and a half, every night it's like, so how many steps do you have? Last night, would you have 16,000?
No, I think I only had 12,000 last night.
Yeah, because it wasn't as active of a day for you. But
last week, one day, I had 17,000. Yeah.
And so now you know what I got to do, right? I know you're thinking I have to step up my game. No, I have to hide your Fitbit again.
You're going to hijack it and throw it away?
Yes.
But did you know, this is interesting, Tory Burch, the designer Tory Burch, has... she's designed jewelry to put your Fitbit into.
But we predicted this, didn't we?
Yes.
I don't know how many shows ago it was. We'd have to find it. But I said, you know what's going to happen? These jewelry designers are going to start designing jewelry that you can wear your Fitbit out and still look stylish.
The bracelet is beautiful that you can put your Fitbit into, but the problem is it's like for the Fitbit Flex. It doesn't say the Fitbit One unless I just didn't dig deep enough and find if there was one for the Fitbit One that we have.
There's got to be one for the Fitbit One, but we'll have to check it out. And definitely we knew there was jewelry coming. Okay, another topic we have to talk about.
Okay.
If you want to increase your website traffic in 24 hours, just say something negative about vegans or the vegan diet. So yesterday on Facebook, there was this whole discussion going on about vegan diet. So I reposted something I posted from 2011 where I thought I was going to produce a T-shirt, but I polled the audience first to make sure that people were with it. And the consensus was it was too offensive, so we never did it. But in 2011, in December 2011, we had done a mock drawing of two people who appeared robust and muscular, and another person who appeared withered and weak, holding a PETA sign, P-E-T-A. And the two robust, muscular people had the word paleo on their shirts, and the withered, weak-looking person had vegan on their shirt. And it said at the bottom of the shirt, save an animal, eat a vegan. I thought it was funny, okay? But then again, I get a lot of things wrong. And so I reposted that yesterday and said, when I asked people to vote about this shirt back in 2011, it was an overwhelming response of, no, I wouldn't wear it. It's not nice. It's insulting. And so I reposted it yesterday. Oh, my God. I have never seen that much activity in one of my Facebook posts, and ultimately drove traffic to our website like out of the world. I mean, it was just unbelievable. All I can say is you can say something bad about paleo and paleo people don't pile on like the vegans do. Holy mackerel. Well, you better not say anything bad about vegans.
I find it interesting that vegans feel the need to protect themselves or to take up for whatever it is that
they do. It's more than that. Here's what I find interesting. The whole discussion started because of a Pinterest post of a guy holding a baby piglet and saying, if you give up eating animal meat today, you'll save the lives of 900 animals this year. The lives of 900 animals are in your hands.
That's
so this,
not true.
Okay, and it isn't true. You're right. But here's my point. What other dietary template in the world do you see people proselytizing like a religion to come on our side? You're doing harm to the planet by doing what you're doing. Come on our side. What other diet do you
what
see
What was
that
the in? Story that we talked about? I think Khan sent it to us in Detroit about they were paying people to go vegan.
Yeah.
And they would pay like their electric bill or something.
Yes. Even though the vegan diet has been shown scientifically now to be harmful to health. And even Alan Aragon, who is a voice of reason, you know, he felt that all of these dietary templates are somehow flawed, and the vegan one is as well. And he, you know, the science is out there that says a vegan diet is too restrictive and is dangerous. It could be harmful if you adhere to it for too long. But yet, vegans are more like, charismatic evangelical dieters. They're like the evangelicals of the diet group. They want you to convert to veganism because you're sinning if you don't. And then God forbid you say anything against vegans, they will come out of the woodwork like cockroaches and swarm you. And you're overwhelmed, like, oh my God, what did I do? I shouldn't have done this.
Well, what I'm trying to get across to you is it's like they feel like they have to protect their cause, or
yeah,
kind of like Monsanto, how they have to, you know, go out and we're going to talk about a story later about Monsanto, but it's kind of like how they have to protect their food by, you know, spending so much money so you can't label it, you
yeah
know, so you don't know what you're eating. But the vegans, it's like they have to protect themselves somehow.
Yeah, well, they don't want to be challenged. And you only see that kind of mentality in a zealot-like organization, one where they've abandoned science. They've abandoned sensibility, and they're going on, like, just faith alone.
Wasn't it Pam Colleen this week that talked about how she was vegan for so many years and how it wrecked her?
Yeah, it's made her very sick.
Made her very ill.
And recently, we know there's some celebrity that was a vegan blogger who came forth and said that she felt so terrible she had to stop being vegan and she felt better again. And they sent her death threats. Mm-hmm. Like if I said tomorrow morning, I am totally against ancestral diets. I'm not eating a ancestral diet any longer. Do you think that Rob Wolf or Lauren Cordain would leave voicemails? We're going to kill you. How could you do this to us? Of course not. So that makes you question the whole vegan agenda even more, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are you guys so worried about, like, your eat what you want. Who cares? And don't try to tell me what to eat.
And they're talking about how bad it is for us to eat meat. And somebody posted a video of a tiger eating a man.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I said. I said, maybe the vegans ought to go to Africa and try to convince animals to stop eating other animals. That would be a better use of their time. We have to take a break. But yeah, if you want mad, crazy web traffic, just start talking bad about vegans. They will be there like ants on honey. I promise you. All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to actually have a guest all the way from Mongolia when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself.
Hello?
And a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You may have heard during the commercial that there was some talking in the background, and that's because we actually have a guest on the show today, all the way from Mongolia. Itgel, are you there? Hello, Itgel. Uh-oh. We lost him. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. I hope he comes back, because we're going to have some fun. Itgel Monk Batar lives in Mongolia. He is a devotee of the show, and somehow we just lost him. It's funny, he was on hold the whole time, and he was actually, you could actually hear some of his audio coming through during the commercial break. It looks like we can't get him back on. This is terrible.
We'll have to do it after the next break then.
Yeah, I guess we may not be able to, because it's actually midnight there.
Oh.
And he stayed up just for this.
Oh.
So it's unfortunate that we can't get him on the line. But I'll tell his story anyway. I'll tell the story. So I was here working, and while I'm trying to get him on as well, as I always am. Oh, he's back on. Are you there, Itgel?
Hey, I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so let's make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. It's Itgel Monk Batar.
I've been overseas for almost like 20 years, and you're the first person that said my name correct.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, good. Well, you did help me phonetically. So we're going to tell this story, and then I want to ask you about Mongolia. So I was here working one day, and I get a lot of messages on Facebook, and I can't pay attention to all of them. But I get this one message from Itgel, and he had introduced himself to me a long time ago, said how he loves the show. And he said, I feel like I'm dying. I'm paraphrasing. I have a very, very high fever. I've had a high fever for 2 days. What can I do? And so I don't want to ignore a message like that. So we start communicating back and forth, and I start asking him questions about other symptoms and stuff like that, and convinced him to take two Advil. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning where you were at that time, right?
Yes, it was 3 in the morning.
Yeah. And so, and I know what it's like to be alone and be really, really sick. And you really, and your mind plays tricks on you. You think to yourself, oh my God, what if I'm dying? And in fact, he said in one of the messages, I didn't think you would answer. I feel like I'm dying. I figured, what the hell? I'll die trying to get Carl Lenore a message. But as it turned out, it sounded like you had some sort of upper respiratory infection, possibly. You took the Advil. Your temperature dropped. You ended up falling asleep. And the next day, you did feel better, right?
Oh, yes. Thanks to you, man. Here in Mongolia, I mean, there is no emergency. There is no 911. I mean, it takes the 911 almost like 2 hours to come. So you were my savior that day.
And I didn't do anything you didn't already think to do, but I just think you wanted to know that somebody else was there. When you're sick and you're alone, that's the worst. If you're sick and you have somebody else that is there, you kind of feel this sense of, well, I know nothing will happen because this. And I actually was prepared to ask him his address in case things went wrong so that I could try to find a way to dispatch into his city, like, for help if he felt. Social media is amazing.
It really
He's on
is.
The other side of the earth. It's midnight there right now.
Thanks for staying up.
And that was 12:23 a.m.
Thank you
so much, Carl. I really appreciate it.
So now let's talk about you. You've actually spent time inside the United States, so you have a taste of the way things are here. And are you originally from Mongolia?
Yes, I was born here in the Gobi Desert. I'm a real 100% Mongolian. I grew up herding camels, cutting wood, waking up early in the mornings, living in the yurt.
And does Mongolia, by and large, have longevity on its side? Do individuals that live that type of ancestral lifestyle tend to be healthy late into life?
Well, people in the countryside, they have the most whitest teeth I've ever seen in my life. And
really?
They don't need any candy. They don't need to have any dentists. But they have better teeth than me, and they're like 60, 70 years old.
And that's what Weston A. That is what drove Weston A. Price to do the traveling he did, because his first exposure to primitive cultures as a dentist, and he said, "Oh my God, these people have perfect teeth. They don't even have cavities, and we have the best dental care in the United States, and everybody has cavities."
Do they chew on bark or things like that?
They chew on fermented milk products.
Oh,
it's
really?
A lot of fermented, like, bitter dairy. It's only very local down here in Mongolia, I've seen. I've been all around the world. So they have a lot of organic, raw, unpasteurized dairy and milk. They don't have any sugar, and they eat organic grass-fed beef all the time. So I can see why they have the whitest teeth I've ever seen.
And do you think that, like, for instance, in agriculture, would you say that agriculture and animal husbandry has not really changed in Mongolia the way it's changed every place else where companies like Monsanto and so on have an influence?
I would say it's probably been the same here since the beginning of mankind, except we have yurts and motorcycles, but that's about it. Everything is still the same. People wake up early in the morning. People milk the cows. People butcher the sheep, and it's all organic. They just cut it up right there and just cook it.
Just, now you, I looked at some
primitive, natural as it gets.
I looked at some of the photos, your photos on your Facebook page, and you look extremely physically fit. But you implied in one of the pictures that at one time you were overweight.
Oh yes, I was not only overweight; I was very sick and I was very unhealthy. I had a very unhealthy lifestyle, and this all began when I actually went to the USA.
Oh, interesting. Did you develop bad habits when you came here?
Oh, yeah. I remember going in high school, like, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would have pretty much, like, cheeseburger, sloppy joes, and hamburger, pizza all the time.
And you don't have those things when you're in Mongolia? When you living there, you don't have access to those things?
Well, now times is changing. The mining operations is beginning to grow, and there's a lot of capital pouring in the country. So there is KFC. There is actually a lot of these, like, Starbucks coming to Mongolia. But, yeah, so that's what's happening.
Does anybody else there listen to the show?
I don't know. I'm the only one I know of. I've listened to you guys for the past 5 years, and I love your show.
Really?
How did you find it?
Well, actually, I was Googling. I've had stomach problems all my life, and I was Googling, like, IBS cures or stomach relief or something like that, and I came across Dr. Peter Rouse's show, and it's a Superhuman Radio. So I was like, Superhuman Radio, what is that? And I clicked on it, and to me, it was a gold mine.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So now, do you come back and forth to the U.S. from time to time?
I'll come back pretty often, but I haven't gone back there in a year or so. But I'll head there soon, and I'll pay you guys a visit, and I'll say hi to you as well.
That would be awesome. So I have to ask, what do you do that you get to travel so much?
Well, I'm very fortunate that my mom and dad, they work for the government. They're diplomats, and I've been studying all around the world. And I'm not the typical Mongolian. I've been to 33 countries, even though I'm only 23 years old. So I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, and there was a picture of you, and it looks like you were either – base jumping or parasailing, and the parachute was caught on one side on a tree and you were on the other side on a ridge. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, actually, I think I was in Nepal. I was traveling Nepal. We went there for a pilgrimage. My mom and dad and grandmother, they're very devout Buddhists. They follow the Buddhist way, and we went there and I had a chance to go parasailing over there. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. You look like you have really, really good upper leg development. Your quads really, really flare out quite a bit. Do you do a lot of squatting?
I do a lot of more sprinting and jumping, and I do quite a few squats, yes.
Yeah, it looks that. Well, anyway, I wanted to have you on the show because I just thought it was interesting that we have someone in Mongolia that listens to the show, and it was really, really cool. And I'm glad that everything turned out okay. So you're all better now?
I feel much better. Actually, that night I checked my fever. It was 41 Celsius, which is crazy high.
Like, what is that in Fahrenheit? Is that like 105?
I think it was 105, yeah. I think it was actually 105, 106 Fahrenheit.
That is
very pretty high.
Yeah, that's
pretty high.
Terrible.
Do you have access to a sauna or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I was sitting in the sauna all day today.
That's
good.
I was
just drinking water all day. I was just sitting in the sauna for like 2-3 hours.
That's what I was going to say. So people will say, oh, no, if you have a fever, never sit in a sauna. But you're actually helping your body do what it wants to do by sitting in the sauna and raising body temperature so that it can purify and cleanse and do the things that it needs to do to stimulate enzyme cascades and get you healthy again. So, yeah, that's
– It's funny you say that because I was actually talking to a doctor and he advised me against sitting in the sauna. But then I asked him, okay – this is a true story, by the way. I asked him, okay, doc, I'm having some stomach problems. I'm having some fever. What should I have for breakfast? And by the way, this is a true story. He said, well, son, usually when I wake up in the morning, I like to have cake.
He said that? Really?
He said that, and I thought he was joking, so I said, I'm sorry, did you just say cake? He said, yeah, cake, the Russian cake with the vanilla and the cream on the inside. You can eat whatever you want. And by the way, this is a true story.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrible.
Was he obese?
No, he wasn't obese. He was actually thin, tall, with glasses, and he was the number one GI doctor in Mongolia, the number one GI doctor in Mongolia.
And he's telling people to eat cake. No wonder why he's the number one doctor. He actually makes patients sicker, so they have to stay with him. That's smart of him. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for listening to the show. I really do. And I
thank
want
you
to
so much for having me, man. I really love the show. I really love what you do, and I will always support you. And come visit me in Mongolia one day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? I like the way Mongolia sounds. It sounds primitive, and I like that. I think that there's a renaissance coming where primitive is going to be better. Listen, thank you so much, Itgel, for being on the show today, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
And thank you so much, Carl. I really appreciate it, and I'll keep on listening to you, keep on supporting you guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
So there you have it. How do you like that? Our listener in
Mongolia.
How cool is that? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. That was kind of cool, huh?
Yes. Okay, let's talk about Monsanto. Let's
Yay.
Talk about Monsanto.
Monsatan.
Okay, so Monsanto is trying to clean up their image. They've hired a PR firm, a high-powered PR firm, because Monsanto has lots of money.
Right.
Fleischmann Hillard.
Mm-hmm.
Their mission is to help reposition the self-described sustainable agricultural company. They want to just improve their image.
They're not a sustainable agricultural company because sustainability implies that you're not doing any harm to the land. You're not doing any harm to the genus of whatever it is you're growing. You're not doing any harm to the people that are consuming it. So it's sustainable. You can do it this way forever and everything will just keep on marching on. So they're not sustainable by virtue of the fact of what, look what they've done to the superweed with glyphosate.
Here they say some critics online even refer to the company as Monsatan.
I wonder if I always thought I was the only one that did that early on, but I guess a lot of people picked up on the intelligence of that statement.
History isn't on Monsanto's side. Founded in 1901, the multi-billion dollar Midwestern-based business has been behind such harmful chemicals as Agent Orange, which is now part of Enlist Duo, dioxin, DDT, and PCBs, the questionable dairy cow hormone, BGH, and the artificial sweetener, aspartame.
Right. They make only things that cause harm to humans. They do. So what can you say about a company? So they want to clean up their act. It's almost like if Hitler was still alive and he said, you know, we need a PR firm so we can get people to understand that we're really good people, we're really a good company, and destroying millions of Jews, that's not that bad of a thing. You know, we need to just spin it differently. So, no, you're a terrible company. Regardless of what you're trying to do today to paint yourself in a different light, you've done nothing but cause harm to the human condition for decades now. And you will continue to do that. And you can spin it any way you want. You can spin it that you're really trying to feed the world. Well, guess what? Feeding the world poison isn't the objective.
They brought in to their Northern California facility, which is a research farm, mommy bloggers, science-minded social media types, and even a self-dubbed anti-corporate skeptical vegan. speaking of vegans, and they all took a tour of the pesticide and produce company's $31 million, 89,000 square foot R&D center. Mm-hmm. As you know, they took them on a tour of all of the different, the water, they had a guy showing them watermelon and.
Now talk about that. So they cut up the watermelon so that they could taste this new genetically modified watermelon that will be, have less sugar but taste. Wait a minute.
And some people like their watermelon shaped differently, so they're trying to shape it differently and grow it. And then they had a cantaloupe guy talking about the cantaloupe and tomatoes. They presented them with some tomatoes to try. They even let them take home some of this with them if they wanted to take it home with them. I wouldn't eat it.
Don't forget, advertising and PR firms were hired by the tobacco industry to spin tobacco. Before
they told you smoking was good for your lungs.
Yeah, yeah. That was, you know, if you've ever watched Mad Men, you know all about that. It's actually healthy for you. So if you're expecting an average, look, the job of a PR firm is much like the job of an attorney. You got a guy or a gal that you know is definitely most likely committed this crime, but you still have to represent them the best you can. You have to play the angles and the loopholes to try to get them free. A PR firm doesn't go, we're only going to represent quality companies. No, they want the sinister companies because those companies have to spend more money to make themselves look good. So this is nonsense.
Says here that their mission is to convince us, the marketing firm's mission is to convince us that Monsanto's goal is to help feed a hungry planet as opposed to maximizing profits at any cost.
But that's nonsense, because if you want to feed a hungry... Okay, so let's talk about the planet. Monsanto does very, very well here in the United States, especially when they want to spin their message, because government cooperates with them. The FDA cooperates with them. The USDA cooperates with them. But abroad, Monsanto doesn't have the same ether to put people and lull them into unconsciousness while they slip their message in. So Monsanto just wants to feed the world, but guess what? The world has already told Monsanto they don't want them. Farmers in Hungary and India and all these countries that where they really need help growing food, because their populations are so huge, China, they don't want Monsanto. What does that tell you? I don't know about you, but I know that, and with women, no means no, right? So when a woman is well, Monsanto's like the guy who you're saying no, and he's unzipping his pants anyway. That's who Monsanto is. It's like, no, we're going to give this to you anyway. You don't know what you're talking about. They need to just stop. If they, instead of spending money to try to spin things differently, they should be spending money to help small farmers do the job that they can do. If we could go back to the old way where you had lots more farms, we can feed the world easily.
It says here that they can't say whether the event equals a win for Monsanto, given the range of responses from the bloggers. But as the old saying goes, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, yes, there is. They're wrong. Merck has bad publicity when they kill a lot of people. And there is such a thing as bad publicity. That might have been the case a long time ago. But there's more people out there applying critical thinking skills. So I disagree with Monsanto.
And still, I always go back to, why are they fighting so hard to keep us from knowing what's in our food?
Yeah, if they're so transparent and they want to, you want to know what they need to step up and go. You know what? Go ahead and label GM crops because we believe in them so strongly. That would help them more than all this nonsense they're doing with these PR firms. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount
discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Abbott Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
If your vitamin D levels are low, don't blame it on the sunshine.
Don't blame it on me.
Get yourself some Primal D. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivered the way nature intended. Okay.
Okay, so I want to talk about, do you eat grass? And I'm not talking cannabis.
Yeah, because in California, they eat a lot of that.
Which, by the way, it surprises me, all of the things that they're putting. I had a friend tell me that his daughter and her boyfriend started a natural granola company infused with cannabis.
Yeah, they're doing it with everything.
And they're selling it.
Yeah. Butter. They have everything out in California that's infused with cannabis.
That's crazy.
Okay, so
I told him to send me some samples.
Yeah, I wish you could. I would not eat grass. I would not eat grass.
No?
Personally, no.
Okay, so interestingly enough, Dr. William Davis, he's the wheat belly guy. Does he have a new book out, I think?
I don't know. He may. And we have to get him back on the show because he was actually on Superhuman Radio back in 2007, I want to say. Before he was even doing the whole wheat thing, he had this other thing going. Remember when the whole body, calcium scans first came out. Mm-hmm. Oprah went and had one done.
Yes.
Well, he had a website called Track Your Plaque, and he was a big proponent of having that done. And that was way before he did the whole wheat belly thing. And we had him on the first time when he was doing Track Your Plaque back in 2007. And we're going to get him back on. He's been on a few times over the past 9 years.
He has a blog that I find really interesting. It talks about when you mow your lawn, and do you save the clippings and eat the clippings like you would spinach or kale or chard? And then he goes on to talk about animals that eat, that actually
grass.
Do eat grass, and how they have, you know, the differences of what they have and what we don't have as humans. And then he says that a grass is a seed. Mm-hmm. Just like corn and soy and barley and wheat.
Well, okay, now that, okay, so.
And rice and oats.
Okay. Oats definitely is a seed. Rice is a seed. Barley is a seed. Corn is a seed, right?
Yes.
Soy is a seed. But grass isn't the seed. Grass would be silage. Grass would be the leaves of the seed. The seed is in the ground.
Like the seeds that you put down right before,
yeah, now
like
I'm
when
sure.
you're overseeding. Like
and I don't know enough about grass, exactly. I don't know enough about grass to say where the seed is in the grass plant.
So then if you're talking about this in terms of like corn and wheat, the grass is sprouted like when you eat sprouted
right.
grains.
Right.
Right.
So I see, this is why I when you first told me about this and I looked at his blog, I felt like he was onto something. There was some contradictory information out there if you apply critical thinking, right? First of all, he says that ruminant animals can eat grass because they have four compartments in their stomach. They have different enzymes. They produce a lot more saliva. Their teeth continue to grow throughout their life. And that's why they can eat this. But then why do cows get sick when they eat corn? Because cows do get sick when they eat corn.
Mm-hmm.
Why do cows get sick when they eat soy? They do. They get inflammation. They get destruction. So clearly he's saying cows can eat grass, you can't. Well, cows can't eat everything in the phylum. What is it? Poecia or something like that?
It's P-O-A-C-E-A-E. Poecia?
Yeah, I think it's Poecia. But anyway, which, I mean, Poecia, if you look in, on Wikipedia for Poecia, there's literally like 1,000 different types of Poecia. Zea is corn and maize, right?
Yes.
And then there's wheat, which is, like Titum or Titum or something like that. It starts with a T. Titum or something like that. That's what wheat's name is in that phylum. Well, if you look, there are things in there that cows can eat, and there are things in there that cows eat and get sick from. So this theory that cows can eat it, but you can't, cows can eat some of them, but you can't. And then I said to you last night, well, deadly nightshades will kill a person, but tomatoes eggplant or nightshades, and we can eat those. So I think he's onto something here.
So what is the gliadin in wheat? Is that the protein in
that's
wheat?
That's it's actually like gluten. Gliadin is like gluten. It's one of the proteins in wheat.
Okay.
But here's what he's trying to get across. And this is something we've said on this show for a very long time. Every species on the planet has to have a defense system. Now, for those of us that, and I say us because people fall into this category, that can fight, bite, or run, that's our defense mechanism. We either fight, bite, or we run away. But plants can't fight, they can't bite, and they can't run. So they had to develop other alternative defense mechanisms. Now, what is the most important part of a plant when you look at the job one of a species, which is to reproduce,
mm-hmm.
the seed.
Right.
So when you look at seeds, typically they are hyper-concentrated with all of the anti-nutrients, the natural pesticides, are in the husk that surrounds the seed and in the seed itself, because the job is to protect the DNA so it can reproduce.
Isn't that why Paul Jaminet said that we should eat white rice instead of wild rice,
yes,
and brown rice?
Exactly, because there's less of that negative properties within the rice itself, the kernel itself, than and most of it is outside. The same thing as potatoes. I had Lauren Cordain came on the show and said, peel your potatoes, because all the anti-nutrients that are designed to keep bugs from eating potatoes are in the skin.
And then also like sprouted grain, Ezekiel bread.
Once it sprouts, it's no longer a seed.
Well, so then grass is already sprouted.
And we can't eat grass for other reasons.
No, but I think his point here is that all of those things fall into that same category. But then on the flip side of that, I saw him in an interview where he talked about that you could eat small amounts of rice. He said to eat it in small amounts, but he groups that into the rice, into the seed.
And here's my point. Bill Davis is a great guy. He's done great things by bringing into the discussion what wheat does to people, okay? We as a population, we love simple concepts. One thing that applies to everything. Unfortunately, nothing in life is like that. Bill is onto something, but it's not universal. You can eat rice, quite frankly, white rice, probably better than brown rice because of the additional anti-nutrients that may still be in it. You can eat rice in small amounts, but you shouldn't be eating wheat and definitely not corn now that they've frankenfooded it.
What about oats?
And apparently there's a lot of benefits to oats. So this is my point. You can't just look at this as a universal truth. You've got to say to yourself, okay, you know, I got to carve around this and find what works for me.
I think we need to have him on the show and let him explain this.
That might be a good idea. I'm sure he'd come back on. He's been on before. And maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll invite him on. But once again, my point is cows don't do well when you feed them corn. Cows don't do well when you feed them soy. Cows do wonderful when they eat grass.
Well, don't dogs and cats eat grass when they're sick?
Yes, it makes them vomit.
Yes.
So think about that. Mm-hmm. It makes them vomit. So it's not good for them. And it actually causes vomiting, spontaneous vomiting.
Yes.
Body wants to get it out.
Just really quick, there was this is on the American Diabetes Association's website.
Yeah.
The article is by someone by the name of Miriam Tucker, whole grains help fight insulin resistance.
Yeah.
And then she talks about how whole grains are better for you than refined grains, which is true, but it's almost like saying, like the clip that I saw of Dr. Davis, he said it's like saying smoking unfiltered cigarettes is better than smoking
Smoking filtered cigarettes is better than smoking.
They're both bad for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anybody who's taking advice from the American Diabetes Association is going to end up with diabetes. They're not doing anything to help people fight off diabetes. They're not. If you look at their dietary requirements, the way they tell diabetics, look, a diabetic can, it's been shown, there's one good study that shows that you can reverse diabetes in under 6 weeks by shifting to a more ketogenic diet. Now, why isn't the ADA getting behind that? And I'll tell you why. Because they get a lot of funding from companies that produce grains and corn and stuff like that. That's why.
Isn't it awful? I mean, that they sell out like that?
It's especially awful because they are supposed, they have a position of authority as a government-sponsored agency to some degree. I don't know that they're a government agency. But they have that position, that they have that halo effect, that they are speaking on behalf of a large brain trust and supported by the government. So people unknowingly think, well, that's what I'll do. And now, and quite frankly, those people end up with lifelong diabetes, and they end up on drugs like metformin for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about metformin in a little while.
Yes, we are.
So it's no surprise to me that they would say that, and quite frankly, it's not a conspiracy theory. They really don't care about curing diabetes because diabetes is a condition. It's not a disease. 99% of the people who have type 2 diabetes can reverse it in six months or less and extend their lives. Why isn't the ADA saying those words? Why aren't they saying that? You don't have to live with diabetes. You can reverse it. Here's what you do. Exercise. Proper sleep hygiene. Think of yourself as being carbohydrate intolerant. If you were lactose intolerant, nobody in their right mind, no dietitian would say, well, I want you to drink a lot of milk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of yourself as carbohydrate intolerant, eliminate all of the fast-acting carbohydrates. Shift to vegetables, which, you know, the vegans and vegetarians would love that message too. Shift to vegetables, healthy animal proteins, healthy fats, eat every 3 to 4 hours, get good sleep, and start moving more. Get a Fitbit, and you can be diabetes-free in 6 months or less. Nobody wants to hear that message because everybody wants to just keep taking their drugs and eating their crap food. And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have news at the top of the hour. And then can we talk about the metformin since we'll roll right into that?
Sure.
So we'll talk about metformin when we come back from the break. And I have an interesting story to tell, too, about someone in my family that I think speaks to the metformin story. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Bouncing back from surgery, blood tests may predict recovery time. A technique that allows scientists to detect immune responses at the single-cell level could form the basis for a blood test that predicts how quickly a patient will recover from surgery. Combing for clues to the recovery process in immune cells, scientists analyzed blood samples from 32 patients undergoing hip replacement surgery using a cell mapping technique called mass cytometry. The researchers noticed that molecular events happening in a subset of white blood cells seemed to play a key role in regulating healing after trauma. Using this information, the authors identified a so-called immune signature of recovery in a patient's blood sample within 24 hours after surgery to predict how fast or slow healing will occur. Specifically, when the activity of a special group of cells called HLA-DR low CD14+ monocytes is high in the first 24 hours after surgery, patients do worse and recover slowly. However, when the cellular activity is low or decreases during the first 24 hours, patients do well and recover faster. The results may lead to the development of a pre-surgical diagnostic test that will help doctors not only to determine recovery time from surgery, but identify the patients for whom the risk of surgery outweigh the benefits. How a common genetic mutation enhances heart damage. A new study may help explain why a genetic mutation commonly found in the East Asia population makes heart problems more severe. During a heart attack, oxygen deprivation causes the death of heart cells and may lead to sudden death. Outcomes are often worse in people with a mutated form of ALDH2, a gene that normally encodes a heart protective enzyme. Using stem cell-derived heart cells carrying the ALDH2 mutation, researchers found that healthy cells with functioning ALDH2 can fend off attacking free radicals. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized
is in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. How epigenetic effects direct blood cells in the immune system. Three new studies shed light on how epigenetic effects, which may affect whether a gene or protein is expressed, direct blood cells to develop into many components of the immune system. The studies were undertaken by scientists from the European Union's Blueprint Project, which aimed to further researchers' understanding of how epigenetic effects influence both healthy and diseased human cells. Such epigenetic changes help explain why certain diseases occur. Since they may be reversible, they could be targets for the development of new, more individualized medical treatments. Researchers demonstrated how epigenetic regulation governs blood cell differentiation, specifically the transition from monocyte to macrophagy, a type of blood cell that digests cellular debris. The researchers studied macrophages with distinct immune functions and documented the epigenetic change that led to these distinct immune fates. Scientists focus on a type of immune behavior not entirely understood by researchers. Traditionally, the immune system has two responses, a rapid, nonspecific response called the innate response, and a highly specific or adaptive response. To better understand the mechanisms mediating trained innate immunity in hopes of harnessing them to treat autoimmune diseases and other conditions, researchers studied human monocytes, or white blood cells, in which they'd induce trained immunity. They discovered that an epigenetic switch controls whether monocytes mount to a trained immune response and identified how this switch changes the metabolic breakdown of sugars in the presence of oxygen. Together, this work helps explain how epigenetic effects drive the development of blood cells in the immune system and could help scientists develop new treatments for specific diseases in individual patients. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you.
Willie Nelson has a great voice, doesn't he?
Yes.
Quite as good as I should have.
But not as good as Bono. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I love Bono.
That's a great song, isn't it?
It really is. Do you still run the music in the morning for when people are doing...
I got rid of it.
Oh, yeah, did you?
I got rid of it.
Oh.
And nobody even said anything about it. I got rid of it and nobody said a word about it. So that shows you nobody was listening. Right. I think they really rather listen to old episodes of the show, quite frankly.
So there's been some conversation about metformin lately, and I apologize. Someone sent this article to me, and I didn't write it down. common diabetes drug metformin could cause thyroid and heart problems, experts warn.
Now think about this. And the reason why I want you to think about this is because who knows how many people are on metformin today? I mean, it's the most popular drug to treat diabetes.
And people are using it to taking it to lose weight.
Yeah, which is a mistake because there's a study I just forwarded on to someone in the company here that may indicate that it may also change the way body fat, the way fat is. Let me rephrase that. It causes fat not to be oxidized. When you burn fat as fuel, it's oxidation of the fat, the fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually may blunt oxidation of fats, which means that it would make you more prone to keeping your fat. I sent the study on to Alex Leaf for him to review it and to see if it's worth talking about on the show. But the bottom line is there's literally millions and millions and millions of people on metformin, and they're on metformin for their entire lives, the rest of their lives. We talked about health span as it relates to lifespan. So health span is the period of your life before you develop a disease. And so many people, their health span is only 40 years. At 40 years old, they start taking these drugs and they stay on them for 40 years. Well, guess what? Impaired thyroid function and heart problems from taking metformin.
It says that there's new research published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal found that metformin is linked to having an underactive thyroid.
And we've talked about subclinical thyroid problems in this country. And we know that people who have metformin gain weight. They don't lose body fat. They gain fat. Dr. Scott Connolly used to rail against metformin because of this.
Do you think more people are on metformin than statins?
No, I think there's the same number of people that are on metformin
because
as statins.
Because they take both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's terrible.
And so, and quite frankly, somebody in my family who I tried to convince to reverse their type 2 diabetes years ago, but this person just can't live without pasta, and this person also gets up in the middle of the night with hypoglycemic episodes that this person quenches by eating bread or cake and drinking milk and then going back to bed. And this person is a person who will eat a bowl of pasta with broccoli, thinking that it's healthy, but then eat it along with bread. He's eating bread while he's eating. And like your relative said, only in the United States do you see people eating bread with pasta.
Bread with pasta.
Well, this guy is a carb junkie, and he's had type 2 diabetes for a long time, and he's been on metformin for a long time. Well, guess what? AFib. AFib is so popular, so rampant today, that people they're advertising AFib drugs all the time on television. Well, I bet a lot of the people who are developing AFib are already on metformin.
It says here that metformin therapy did not appear to affect people with normal thyroid function, only with low TSH.
Well, but a lot of people have low TSH. They're pounding down caffeine. They're not sleeping well. You know, there was one study that looked at intern doctors after just one shift of no sleep over 48 hours, their thyroid-stimulating hormone levels drop by 70% after one night. And then you have all these people out there, they watch television right up until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, all that blue light impeding melatonin. They get in bed. They don't sleep well. They get up. They do that again and again, week after week. You think that their thyroids are functioning?
Didn't you tell me that if someone's eyebrows are starting
to thin on
the ends,
yeah,
that means that they're having thyroid issues?
Yeah. And you have a lot of women who say, oh, my eyebrows just went away. Well, you know what? You probably have thyroid problem.
And I think more women than men have thyroid problems.
Well, especially as they age, because estrogen, E2, estradiol, affects thyroid hormone binding and also the process of producing T4 and T3 in the thyroid. It influences both of those. So I think that when women start to go through menopause and their estrogen drops, they automatically become some degree thyroid dysfunctional.
In the UK, it affects 15 in every 1,000 women and 1 in every 1,000 men.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there you go. So metformin. There are other options besides metformin, okay? Resveratrol was tested against metformin, and milligram for milligram was more effective at regulating blood sugar than metformin.
Then why don't these doctors prescribe patients to use resveratrol?
Well, because there's no pharmaceutical, there's no girl walking in with resveratrol, buying the office lunch and going, hey, sell resveratrol. Resveratrol, a whole bottle is what, $30? Metformin probably, the insurance company probably kicks in, $100 and you kick in $15. It's $115 a month.
So if someone were going to start resveratrol treatment or start taking it,
For blood sugar management?
Yeah, how much should you take?
I don't think you need more than 50 milligrams, to be honest with you.
Well, and how much is in the GLC glucosamine?
Good point.
Actistatin?
So, I had a bottle here. I think I just threw it away because it was empty. Actistatin actually has resveratrol in it, and I take Actistatin twice a day.
Yeah, speaking of which, I need to take mine today. But
I think there's only 15 milligrams of resveratrol in... But I take six capsules at a time. I'm going to have to do the math. I'll do the math during the next break, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, because that's an option, because we all need, as athletes, we need glucosamine. So
absolutely.
If you can get the resveratrol with it.
At the same time.
But make sure you eat with it. I didn't realize that it had resveratrol in it and that you had to eat with it or it's ineffective.
Tiny Meeker came on the show, who just benched 1,100 pounds after tearing a labrum. And he attributed his labrum recovery to Actistatin. Gary Stevens, the world-renowned jockey, one of the oldest jockeys still racing today, attributes his recovery from just about breaking every bone in his body to Actistatin. We just had Don Fry, a legendary mixed martial arts fighter, actor, and so on, tell us on the air the other day that if it wasn't for Actistatin, he doesn't think he would have bounced back from all of the vertebrae being fused in his back. I mean, everybody that comes on the show talk about Actistatin and says it was a game changer for me. It allowed me to continue on and function properly. It's an amazing product, and it has resveratrol in it.
And I got to tell you, I mean, if I don't take it for several days in a row, I can tell. And the other day, I was outside working, cleaning, and I was like getting ready to have the pool closed. So I'm cleaning, and I'm on my knees going around the pool. And my knees haven't been bothering me, and I've been doing a lot more cardio.
Right.
But I make sure I take my Actistatin every day.
It's really, and people think it's snake oil. You know, they're like, oh, you know, glucosamine control. And especially doctors, you go to an orthopod, one of the unknowing ones, not one like Dr. Bill Seeds, but, and they're like, oh, that doctor told me, oh, glucosamine and chondroitin is not FDA approved. Vioxx is. He wanted to give me Vioxx.
Well, and then the one doc told me, well, if you want to take it, that's fine. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to help you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so metformin, no?
No, find an alternative to metformin. There's lots of things out there. Berberine. Anything that helps you balance and lower blood sugar levels.
Don't take berberine if you don't have carbs, because it made me plummet one
yeah,
day.
That's
I
right.
took it, and I was having a
hypoglycemic episode.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to take it with food. Things work. These things work. Berberine, cinnamon. Vinegar, R-alpha-lipoic acid, resveratrol. These are all great things to help manage blood sugar. You don't need metformin. You don't need it.
And then we have a question about metformin from Carmella that we'll talk about later on in the show.
When we come, okay, good deal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Plus, I got that all black phantom. It's tinted on four sides. Get hit, kiss it, they can see us inside. Mommy, tell me, do you like it? I know you like it. It's written all over your face. Don't fight it. You like it. Mommy, never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You like it when that song comes on.
Every day I'm hustling behind the mic here. Welcome back.
Okay, so...
I just want to mention something first.
Okay.
I mean, I've really become intrigued with Mongolia. We forget that Genghis Khan and the Mongol Empire really ruled a great portion of the world at one point in time. We forget that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, granted, they really ruled what was considered Eurasia, that upper peninsula of Europe all the way into Asia, by wholesale massacre of populations and making people just, you know, abject. What's the word I'm looking for? But anyway, they caused people to be afraid of them coming, and they were willing to do anything that they wanted. They became part of the Mongol Empire at one point in time. And interestingly enough, Genghis Khan most likely lived into his early 70s, it looks like. So once again, they're telling us that, you know, we're living longer today. Well, guess what? He was around in the year 1000 and change. So even back then, they were living into their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And you looked up Actistatin and how much resveratrol.
There's 11 milligrams of transresveratrol in each serving of 4 capsules. And I take 12 capsules a day. So I'm getting 33 milligrams of resveratrol just from taking that.
I only take 2 a day. Yeah, well, I guess I need to take more.
I keep telling you to take more, too. It's funny. You're like, I say, no, take 4 capsules. You're like, no, I just want to take 2.
Okay, so what was your friend's name your friend from Mongolia?
Itgel.
Yeah. So Itgel, did you notice he mentioned that they drank raw, unpasteurized milk over there?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so they're not drinking pasteurized milk. So why do we have
to? Their teeth are whiter. The people are healthier. Everybody's active. And they're doing all the things that the USDA and FDA tell us is dangerous to do here.
Yeah. So I've got an article that I think you're going to find really interesting.
Okay.
Why is the USDA buying sub-machine guns?
Because their buddies Monsanto have their own army.
They're buying submachine guns, semi-automatic or two-shot Burrow trigger group, night sights for front and rear. I mean, there's a whole list here of things that I've never even heard of.
These are the same weapons. There's a discussion right now asking why are police departments militarized? Why are police officers carrying these kind of guns? And here the question should be, why is the USDA using them?
Exactly. Well, I guess the Farm Food Freedom Coalition had there, and then also there's another group that try to help the small farmers,
right?
Because I guess that's what they're going to use them for. I don't know.
To fight against these groups that are trying to help small farmers?
No. Like when they raid that's why I brought up the raw milk. When they raid these farms, that's what they use.
They're
coming
in with these machine guns.
Yeah.
So the real image of the jackboot, stormtrooper coming in the door and raiding places, the USDA is picking up on that. That's who they're going
to
be.
The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
That's my friend Pete Kennedy's group.
Right. And they talk about the 2010 and 2011 raid on Rossum Food Club in Venice, California.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
They were armed agents.
Yeah. Going after people that are selling milk, folks.
I know.
I mean, you know what? We think it's atrocious what the police department's doing on the streets of America today. But look at what the USDA is doing behind the scenes. It doesn't get, you don't see the coverage of that. Could you imagine being a customer, picking up your oatmeal, your wheatgrass, and some milk at Rossum, and here they come busting in with machine guns? I mean, talk about overkill. No pun intended. That's what the USDA is spending their money on? That's atrocious.
It says here, they are another concern is simple accountability. They won't say how many they've asked for.
Yeah.
And there is a representative out of Utah, a congressman, that's trying to hold them accountable.
President Obama is totally against guns. Why is he allowing the USDA to buy machine guns?
If he's against guns, then why did he have a gun in his campaign promotions?
Well, he was trying to convince people that he wasn't against guns.
Oh,
that's why.
Okay.
He did that. But I mean, it's just like everybody's talking about gun control, and the USDA is going out and buying machine guns. Really? What does the USDA need machine guns for? It's ridiculous. They don't. It's a rhetorical question.
Okay, so real quick, while we're talking about congressmen, there was an 81-year-old senator.
Uh-huh, I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
On his birthday, it was a couple weeks ago, he ran from his house to home to the dome run.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he lives in D.C. Mm-hmm. And he ran to the Capitol.
Yes, and
he ran
6.2 miles.
Yeah.
And he did tweet. He tweets too. That's kind of cool. He did tweet that he typically only runs 3.2, but that day, his birthday, he ran 6.2.
Good for him.
And he looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's 81 years old. God bless him. He looks great.
His name is Chuck Grassley.
Yeah, look at that, Chuck Grassley. That's his Twitter account too, at Chuck Grassley, Grassley. We should tweet him and tell him that he's an honorary superhuman. Maybe we can get him on the show.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. What else do we have, Elisa?
I just really quick want to mention this too. You know how so many people are talking about standing,
mm-hmm.
when you stand, or they have now the treadmill desks.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a couple guys out in San Francisco who came up with a hamster wheel desk, and they made it using skateboard wheels.
Okay, so I'm trying to imagine this. Is it really something that goes around you like this?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unrealistic because you'd need a lot more room for that than a treadmill desk, wouldn't you?
Yes, but they have instructions on how to make it. If you want to learn how to make one, you can go to the do-it-yourself sharing website. It's called Instructables, mm-hmm. and they posted the directions on how to make it. And there's a picture of it right here. It's in the Huffington Post. I'm looking at it. It's interesting, and it goes really slow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it. I think it's unnecessary, but I get it, yeah. I mean, I think that a treadmill desk is probably more practical because of its form factor and where it fits, and you don't have... You, I mean, all that space above your head that you have to use for a hamster wheel desk doesn't even come into question when you use the treadmill desk. I don't know. You think it, I mean, look at it. You tell me, is it, if you had to choose between a hamster wheel desk or a treadmill desk, which one would you choose?
The treadmill desk.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But yes. Didn't you tell me you've been standing up a lot now?
I've been trying to stand more. I haven't stood today, but maybe now I will.
Do some body weight squats during the break.
Look what I have there. Look, what is that?
Oh, that's one of those pull-up bars.
I put it in the door, and I do pull-ups sometimes during the breaks. I got to get it where I can. I mean, otherwise I sit here too long. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It ain't never going to stop.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force button. Banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
So we talked about Mon Satan.
Let's talk about the Wizard of Oz.
So I think, and this is just my theory, my hypothesis,
okay,
that Dr. Oz is trying to change his
image,
like Monsanto is trying to change their image.
Yeah. You know what? I got news for you. You're probably right. I bet he's hired a PR firm because he's had a couple real, that whole thing that happened in front of Congress, where he just looked like a dummy.
Well, okay, so there, I haven't, this is not the article we're going to talk about right away, but there is an article here where he's actually got a petition for people to sign about genetically modified foods.
Right.
But then when I Googled to find this, something came up from 2012 where he was saying that GMO foods aren't bad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're safe.
They're
yeah.
safe for you. And right. so now all of a sudden he's got a petition to send. He wants 100,000 signatures to send to the president about genetically modified foods.
To President Obama?
Obama, yes. Yeah. Okay, but what I really wanted to talk about was thimerosal and flu shots.
Right.
Because he evidently had a show just recently. This is dated September 11th. And he had Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm not sure why he's an expert. And Dr.
Well, the Kennedys have been seen as benchmarks for caring about the average person, the working man, the public, and doing things in the best interests of the public. That has been their branding, but that has not played true once John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy were gone, in my opinion.
And Dr. Mark Hyman was also on.
Right.
And his concern, he was expressing concerns about thimerosal, which is 49.5% mercury and a potent neuroimmune toxin.
Right, right.
So, I mean, so he's talking about this and telling his audience to ask for thimerosal-free vaccines.
Right.
But the problem is there's two different types. They use the thimerosal as a preservative, and then it's also in the vaccine itself.
As another ingredient, but it's still thimerosal.
But it's still thimerosal.
Do they call it thimerosal as the other ingredient?
No. The FDA, according to the FDA, if thimerosal is used in the manufacturing process but is not used as a preservative, the vaccine can be labeled thimerosal-free.
This is Margaret Hamburg at work here, folks. This is her. Margaret Hamburg is either the dumbest person or the most corrupt person in the world, and she needs to step down from the
FDA.
Why
is everything trickery? Why is everybody trying to pull the wool over our eyes?
Because that's what they've done for thousands of years. Governments have done this to people, to the population for thousands of years. But now it's harder to do because information travels so quickly.
Because Dr. Oz said pregnant women and parents of children should request thimerosal-free flu shots. Well, they're not thimerosal-free.
Right, because the thimerosal is in there as one of the ingredients of the flu vaccine, not as a preservative, so it's still in there and it doesn't have to be labeled as such.
Exactly.
Now, doesn't that sound like what Monsanto is doing? That, oh, we don't want to label GMO? No one wants you to know what you're getting, folks. No one wants you to know. And Margaret Hamburg, just recently, a very, very large group, very, very powerful group, called for her resignation. It's the group that oversees addictive pain-killing opiate drugs, because they said that she has just approved, and I say she, because she is the head of the FDA. So everything that happens beneath her should be observed by her and understood by her and approved by her. And she has just approved more addictive-type painkillers, which we know is a big problem in the United States. So this organization, I can't think of the name of them, they came out the other day, and this is the first time I've ever seen this on mainstream media, just to show you how strong this organization is. It was on, like, the morning news when I was doing cardio, that they're calling for her resignation. I was applauding. I was like, God bless you. We need to get rid of Margaret Hamburg, and we need to really put somebody in there who's going to fire people, have people incarcerated, and clean the FDA up.
Don't you find it odd that people have become concerned about mercury in their vaccine shots? So now the FDA has made a rule change about the labeling.
Right.
So now we don't know if it has thimerosal in it or not.
Once again, this government thinks that we are too stupid to care for ourselves. They have to make decisions. Oh, we're going to get ourselves all worked up about nothing. And it's okay to have these things injected into your body. Just like the American Dental Association says mercury in your mouth is not dangerous. Folks, if you aren't making decisions on your own, you are shortening your life. If you're listening to ADA, AMA, FDA, USDA, you can just kiss
Dr. Oz.
Yeah, Dr. Oz. He's one of them. And Dr. Oz's problem, you know what his problem is? He doesn't have a mission. This is what I've said. How many times have I said on this show, his audience is confused. One day he does a show and he's against this. A week later he does a show and he's for it. They don't know what to do. And he says himself, oh, it's just entertainment. No, it's not entertainment. People are making decisions based on your shows.
Okay, so they also mention here that Dr. Oz and his guests they missed the fact that the meningococcal vaccine, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
That's given to children ages 2 and older contained the same amount of thimerosal as the flu shot.
Yeah, but they were only talking about the flu shot.
They were only talking about the flu shot.
And never mind that, the measles, mumps, and rubella shot. Dr. Tenpenny came on the show. Go ahead.
Dr. Oz.
Elisa just raised her hand.
I have to raise my hand.
You got a word.
Dr. Oz, in 19, he put this up on a billboard that said, not a billboard, but on a screen on the show. In 1999, thimerosal began to be removed from childhood vaccines like the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella.
But
it never contained thimerosal.
Right. The problem with the MMR shot was a gelatinous substance that they use in the production of it that causes inflammation of the brain to the little babies that they injected. And Dr. Tenpenny came on the show and talked about it. And I think Dr. Merrill Nass implied this once before as well. So there are so many nasty, you know what's funny? It's like living in a land of predator animals, and we're busy talking about the hyenas and focusing on the hyenas. Meanwhile, the lions, the tigers, and the bears are eating us alive. There are so many nasty things in vaccines today. It's because of the way the government allows vaccine manufacturers to make their vaccines, not be liable for anything, rush them to the market as quickly as possible. The vaccines are dangerous. They are. Some of them possess some real value. There's no doubt about it. But by and large, they have dangers in them too. You must be able to weigh the risks versus the rewards. And that's why I started that petition. I wanted the same truth in advertising, open disclosure, transparency that's applied to pharmaceutical drugs. And the reason why a 1 minute commercial for Lipitor has 45 seconds of side effects and 15 seconds of positive things. That should be going on with vaccines today too. When they say, hey, we're at Walgreens, come get your flu vaccine. They should list all of the potential side effects of a flu vaccine.
Well, they also did not talk about anything else other than thimerosal. And it says here that aluminum is a toxic metal, which is also included in all of these vaccines.
Right. It's an adjuvant. Right. Exactly.
It's present in many vaccines given to infants and children at levels greatly exceeding the FDA limits for other injectable medications.
Look at that. The FDA doesn't know what they're doing, folks. They have no standard for any of these things. It's just sad. It's overwhelming. It's sad. It makes me angry. It's disgusting.
You know, I don't know why this discussion made me think of this when I was reading that Monsanto article.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a documentary, and they have asked some well-respected people within the nutrition community to come on and do this documentary. And Marion Nestle was one of them,
mm-hmm.
and she declined.
Good for her.
Yes.
Applause for Marion Nestle. She's been on the show.
I know.
Yeah. She did the dog food interview, didn't she? About the poisonous things that are in dog food.
The dog and pony show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there you go. We need more people to decline. And like these mothers who sold out so that their blogs would be popularized and went to Monsanto and looked around and acted like they were interested in seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know Monsanto would never invite me, right?
Well, no, because you wouldn't. You would tell them how you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to change my mind about anything.
And by the way, you are going to the organics board to testify.
Yeah, for the USDA here in Louisville. Absolutely. Maybe we should bring a video camera.
Well, that's what I told Sharon Darrence I was going to do that.
Oh, that'll be good. Yeah. Maybe I'll even get my hair colored right before. So I don't look like I'm wearing a mink on my head.
Paulie.
I'll get my Paulie Walnuts hat out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about this 12 signs you need to eat more protein.
Okay. I like that.
Alex had posted some, or put some, an article in the newsletter about more protein and protein requirements in healthy pregnant women are higher than the current recommendations. I looked at that, and so then I came across this article about 12 signs that you need more protein.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is if you're older than you used to be.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, everybody is, I think, unless you died.
And basically, do you remember a while back I was talking to someone and we were talking about getting you some clothes, and she said, and you said, well, you're putting on muscle right now. And she said, well, he shouldn't worry about that. He's too old to put on muscle.
Me. Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that person too. And she thinks she fashions herself as a some sort of health and fitness type person, but she doesn't really exercise. She's never seen the inside of a gym. Her idea of exercise is she has one of those little trampolines at home she bounces up and down on.
Yes. Well, anyway, you can build muscle, but you have to increase your protein. And didn't you tell me back when you were living with your mother, you were making protein shakes for her?
Yeah. And even for my dad at the end, because he couldn't eat anymore. So I got raw milk. And for my sister, too, when my sister was in the hospital the first time and she was so sick, I got raw milk, raw honey, whey protein powder. I mean, I used to make her protein drinks, too. My father, my mother, and my sister. Yeah, absolutely.
If you're always hungry, protein, well, it's more satiating. If you're cutting calories.
You should increase protein.
You should increase protein.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're lifting heavy things. If you're eating exclusively plant protein.
Then you need more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that speaks to the vegans out there, because very few plant proteins are complete proteins.
I found this interesting. Following resistance training, soy protein blunts testosterone production in men.
That makes sense. Because it probably, maybe some of the phytoestrogens come across.
In both the young and the elderly, whey promotes greater muscle protein synthesis than soy protein.
Right.
Compared to milk, soy protein results in less hypertrophy following resistance training.
Yeah. So if you work hard and you want some growth, soy protein is not the answer.
Listen to this. Women who consume animal protein have greater muscle mass than female vegetarians.
Don't tell the vegetarians that. They'll kick my butt. I'm afraid they're going to be out in the parking lot when I leave today, and they're going to swarm me like bees.
No, they're going to have signs, holding up signs, and they're going to protest you.
Yeah, Carl, down with Carl. He eats meat.
You're engaged in chronic cardio. If you're craving meat, if you're eating lots of muscle meat.
Muscle meat. So, I mean, steak is muscle meat, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And if you have achy joints.
Really?
And
that's
interesting. If you're on bed rest.
More protein.
If you're experiencing chronic stress.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And if you're coming off surgery, recovering from burns, and trying to heal a wound.
Well, now that's where Dr. Scott Connolly made his fortune, you know. So people who had severe burns over large areas of their body usually didn't survive. He created that Metrex protein blend. It was originally given to patients, burn victims, and it helped them heal their wounds faster, and their skin was able to regrow faster, and they survived their traumatic experiences. That's how Metrex started. That Myo something protein blend that Scott Connolly created. It was first used in hospitals with burn victims.
I just looked at the joint, achy joints, and he's talking about gelatin, which is a connective tissue.
Yeah.
A novel collagen-type supplement, a fancy gelatin supplement, improved pain, range of motion, and stiffness in women with severe joint pain in patients with rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, when I eat chicken, what do I do to the bones?
You eat them.
Yeah, and I also eat that little cartilage at the on either end as well. I eat that all the time. So there you go. And guess what else? Sean Madeira and I had this conversation. Capsules.
Oh yeah.
Supplement capsules are made out of gelatin.
That's right.
Unless you're buying vegan capsules.
I was just going to say, but they're not vegan.
No.
So vegans couldn't use those.
No. Oh darn it! Now we're going to have to change our capsules too. Yeah, but gelatin in capsules, or just have some Jello. Make some, you know, not with aspartame and stuff like that, but just make some Jello.
Well, why not take gelatin supplements too?
Well, I'm reading this book right now because we're doing an interview next week on it, Nourishing Broths. Sally Fallon and
Kayla Daniel.
And Dr. Kayla Daniels authored it. And they talk about something I haven't seen, and I forgot about this. My mother used to make aspic. You know what aspic is?
No.
It's beef broth turned into gelatin.
Oh, so all you have to do is put it in the refrigerator and it turns gelatin?
Yeah.
Right? And do you eat it cold?
Yeah, well, they use aspic as a decorative garnish on certain food dishes. Like if you wanted to put gelatin on a food dish, you couldn't use lemon or strawberry Jello. You made aspic out of beef broth.
Hmm.
So, and it actually tastes good, but it's Jello. It's beef Jello. There you go. Beef Jello, everybody. Get yourself some.
I have to market that.
Yeah. So those
to
are
the vegans.
Yeah. Those are the 12. I have, can I read something from a listener? Dan Rollins, you know Dan. He's a huge supporter of the show. Big follower. And he sent me a message using the Superhuman Radio Network app the other day. And if you haven't gotten it, you need to download it because it makes managing the podcast and listening to the live show much easier. He says, I want to thank you. If you look at the thread on Facebook where you and the doctors are talking, you'll see my dad's post. Last year, you spoke of a study about statins and long-term use correlating with type 2 diabetes. In fact, I think you talked about that. Because we also talked about it on Superhuman Television.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You said the research that was done.
It was so easy. I found it within minutes online.
And you even said that the research was funded by a company making statin drugs, right?
Yes.
I urged him to come off the statin, and he took and to look at nutrition. Here is his 9 months results. His name is James Rollins, by the way. He said, he emailed this to Dan. He said, son, check out these results from January's panel. Total cholesterol, 194, HDL 53, LDL 111. Last month's panel, total cholesterol, 179, HDL 60, LDL 86. Now, keep in mind, he came off statin drugs and his cholesterol got better.
Improved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I credit this change to you, meaning his son Dan. The only change in diet was going back to real butter, real cheese, and milk with fat in it. And I have gotten out as little canola oil as possible. But possibly the game changer was starting to use avocados about one eighth in my salads every evening over the months before and last blood panel. I still snack too much from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., managing to raise my A1C from 5.6 to 5.9. And then Dan says to us, thank you, Carl and Elisa. Because obviously he carried a lot of this information to his dad as a result from the show and other places where he gets his information. But what the important thing to understand here is that notion that, oh, you're genetically predisposed for high cholesterol is just nonsense.
Well, and then it just makes me think, so he changed. He's eating whole fat butter now. Think about that. We go to friends' house, and they insist on using Smart Balance.
You know why? And Smart Balance is smart. If you make anything and call it smart, then people automatically think they're smart for buying it. I mean, this is as simple as telling a little kid, hey, look over there and grabbing the candy out of their hand. That's how it's like they call it Smart Balance because they know that idiots will believe that it's good.
Well, and it's just like my friend pushing the avocado to the side of the plate but eating the tortilla chip. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah. Well, people think fat causes fat. But the bottom line is his cholesterol profiles got better when he got off statin drugs and started. And he also cut out a lot of the carbs, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'll bet money on it. I bet Dan has got him not eating starchy carbs as much.
Okay, so Carmela sent this to me. I listened to the podcast 1493 with Dr. Osborne. Last week when I went to my dad's diabetic appointment, the results of his A1C blood test was 7.3. Six months ago, his results were 6.9. The doc suggests to add metformin to his insulin regime. But after listening to the podcast suggesting that metformin is a good idea, I was severely confused. He has also been prescribing a baby aspirin to take every day, but I never gave it to him. After listening to this show, suggest it is a good way of keeping inflammation under control, I am again confused. Should I or should I not give it to him? Also, the doc said as long as his A1C blood test is under 8, it's good. What is an ideal range?
Well, the ideal range is the lowest it can possibly be. Remember, A1C is the oxidized fractions stuck to hemoglobin that stay around in the blood for a while. So it's actually a 90-day snapshot of your blood sugar levels. It's like your blood sugar level memory. And so if your A1C is a high, that means that over that 90 days, you had a lot of episodes of very, very high blood sugar. So what is good? As low as it can be. And I'm not trying to be evasive. I mean, if you can get it down in the 2s, that's great. If you can get it down in the 5s, that's great. But make sure it's going in the opposite direction as opposed to what it's doing now. First of all, there are other alternatives than metformin. We just talked about it. Resveratrol, R-alpha-lipoic acid, cinnamon,
apple cider vinegar,
berberine. I would try these before I used metformin, especially because of the study that I just sent to Alex Leaf that shows that metformin may actually predispose people to body fat, number one. Number two, yes, I think a baby aspirin is good every single day, but something like white willow bark is better. I do agree that reducing inflammation is critical as we age.
Why not use omega-3 fish oil supplement?
Not everybody likes fish oils. I'm looking into this purified omega-3 supplement right now that Dr. Osborne told me about. But yeah, omega-3 fatty acids, and try something else. Try white willow bark. I take white willow bark every single day.
Well, and then last Casual Friday, we talked about the FDA now has changed their position on aspirin.
Don't worry about the FDA. Don't worry about it.
Threw that in there.
No, I know. They're saying if you haven't had a heart problem, you really shouldn't take it. But they're not looking at the overall benefits of reducing whole body inflammation. So my suggestion to you is try alternatives to metformin and also take a look at his diet. How is he sleeping? What's causing such high blood sugar levels? Is he drinking wine every day? You know, these are the things to address before taking a drug. And absolutely, reducing inflammation is a good thing, but I would turn to white willow bark and fish oil first. We have to pull the plug on the show.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to say?
Well, I have a homemade mosquito trap that Linda sent to me, so I'll just...
Why don't you blog it?
Okay.
Okay, so you'll put that up in your blog. All right, it's been a great week here. We have a great week planned next week. We hope that you listen. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.